I read about a man, and I'll close with this. It's a very unusual story about a man by the name of Charles. Don't know his last name. But Charles had visited China and had the chance to be a hero. And I want you to listen to his story, and we're going to close. A few years ago, I had a chance to become a hero, but it turned out to be an embarrassing moment for me. I was in China on a tour group, and our tour bus was on its way to a scenic spot with another tour bus in front of us. It was snowing, and the road was extremely muddy. Suddenly, the bus ahead of us skidded off the road and tipped over on its side in a rice field. I quickly jumped off the tour bus, ran to the overturned bus, and jumped on top. Windows were shattered. The people inside were obviously hurt. The emergency door was facing upward, so I grabbed the handle of the emergency door, and I pulled with all of my might. The door did not open. I kept pulling hard, but it would not budge. So I gave up on the door, and after I moved away from the door, and another man went over to the same door, and he simply turned the handle, and the door opened up very easily. I suddenly realized why the door did not open for me. I had been standing on the door as I tried to open it. With good intentions to save lives, I had become the biggest obstacle blocking the door of rescue. Can I tell you this morning that the biggest obstacle for us in becoming missional and having a sense of mission, it is not the culture, it's not the language, nor is it the geography of our land. The biggest obstacle facing us today is us. Many of us, we are standing on the door of opportunity. While there are people who are perishing and dying, we stand on the door. We become the obstacle. What we need is for the mighty hand of God to move us out of the way and open up the door of ministry where you and I can begin to rescue the perishing and give hope to the dying. Rescue the perishing and giving hope to the dying. That's what God's called us to do. God has given us a sense of mission. We are here today to help those who are lost and undone, that are dying and going to a devil's hell. We are here to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. And today you're standing right on the door. I know that you want to help, and I know that you want to get involved. You may have the desire, but something that you are doing, something that you have become, you're standing on the door of opportunity, and there are people who are drowning and depending upon you. Dad, are you standing on the door of opportunity? Teenager, are you standing on the door of opportunity because of your bad choices so your friends can come to know the Lord? Are you the one hindering them today? Oh, I'm here to tell you, God loves you, and God will grace you with His favor. All you have to do is trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Nehemiah is a man with a sense of mission. He cared enough to pray. He cared enough to weep. He cared enough to ask. And he cared enough just to simply volunteer.